Blog Talk Radio.
Ursa, baby.
I just want to get your attention.
Thank you, thank you.
I really want to be all up in your head.
Yeah.
Cause what I got, you gon' wanna get done. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock, won't win no bet. You can move that bottom up in your head. I'll get you hot, I know you won't so well.
www.blogtalkradio.com. We got a banging show for you today. And on today's shows, we're going to have the boss and bossettes calling in from all around the world. And they're going to talk about their businesses and their tips on how to stay on the front line, because you already know it's Frontline Friday. But this is how we do. So today's sponsor, I'm going to pay some bills right now. Today's the show is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, most definitely, and it's also sponsored by MaryKay.com, $8 daily, Future Guru 100, and our new sponsor, Mr. Keith Mollett. I am so thankful, and we are thankful here at Diva Spot ENT and at Diva Spot Radio for our sponsors. We got to give them a round of applause for that. Definitely got to show love, and they deserve, they definitely deserve that round of applause. Because anybody that's on their grind and on their hustle and you got your shows or whatever, you definitely want to get sponsored. But that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to have special guests, your boy Five Alive, and we're going to have your boy S. Kali coming in. These are heavy hitters, and know they eating, y'all, so they're going to be chopping it up with me today. Also, I'm going to be doing a review on the Chic collection from Mary Kay, so I'm going to tell you if I can't live without it or I can't live with it. You know we're going to get into the hot mess news. That's definitely a part of the show. I want to give some shout-outs right now. I want to give a shout-out to my sisters, oh, the twins, Amanda and Cassandra. I love y'all. I want to shout-out to my girl, Nathal, in Brick City. I want to shout-out your boy, Farrakhan, at Diamond Cuts. Also want to shout-out your boy, Bowser, out in Brick City. All the Brick City, shout-out to y'all. I want to shout-out to Ann and Lily, Roxanne, the best grandmother in the world. I also I want to shout out all my West Coast love. I want to shout out to my girl, ATL Diva. Also want to shout out to Mommy Mob. We got this Mommy Mob thing going down. And big shout out to LessRadioOnline.com. Much love, Les. Big shout out to you. But again, we're going to have some hot music coming on. I got you, the boss, Bob Alive, calling in. I got the heavy hitter, your boy, S. Kali, calling in. It's going to be a ridiculous show, and we getting into it today. I'm glad, like, I'm so thankful that we get to do what we do. I love what I'm doing. Oh, let me press the diva pause right now. Now, I've been having a little bit of technical difficulties, so I'm going to let y'all know right now that we have a little technical difficulties, but it's nothing because I prayed over it in no weapons form. So what we're going to do, we're going to get into some more music, and then I'm going to come back. We're doing a review on the Chic collection, and then I'm going to get into my special guest. And again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, and that's at www.blogtalkradio.com. You can actually do a live chat, and you can Skype me. So once you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotNT, you can look right there, and it's going to say live chat. So I'm definitely going to be checking in with all my people on a live chat, all my Twitter heads, all my Facebook heads. You know your diva got much love for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into some music. Because no matter what, your girl still standing. We're going to get into Monica still standing. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Let's go.
Mama always told me, baby, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk. You gotta listen.
but I really don't give a damn. I'm still standing like the Statue of Liberty, and I put my name in the history book so you'll forever remember me. Remember me as the toughest warrior or the ultimate fighter, cause I'm the truth and nothing but it, like my hands on the Bible. And this is the Bible of the fittest, the realest is not a facade. Still standing on my 2 feet cause I'm a child of God. Do so.
Radio. That's at Diva Spot ENT. We're going to have a banging show today. And the reason why I say banger, because I got heavy hitters calling in on the show. And matter of fact, we're going to pull a heavy hitter up right now. It's your boy F. Kylie in the building. And you already know what we do all the time. And this young man definitely deserves a round of applause because he's doing it fucking good. Are you on the line with your girls? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. What's good?
What's going on? What's going on, big dog? What's good with you? How they treating you out there?
I'm pretty cool out here right now. I need to make some more noise in my city, though.
Well, that's what it is. Will you,
city,
will you definitely make it noise? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, then, will you definitely make a noise all over the planet? I want to give y'all a little brief. How I got introduced to your boy F. Kylie. Your boy F. Kylie, your Future Guru 100, had actually sent me his music, and he got this song called I Love It. And I love that song, and I'm going to be playing that on the show today. But your boy F. Kylie, he definitely got flow. He definitely got rhythm. He ain't no poop butt in this game, so you definitely want to make sure you holler at him. And he got some upcoming stuff coming out. You got the mixtape coming. That's right, Kylie, right?
Oh, yeah, I got a mixtape coming. It should be coming about, I want to say, a couple of weeks. Coast to Coast Mixtape, Legion, through Stop Beefing Radio, Money Matt, shout out to them. They're going to put it together for me and push that mug with me.
So how did you start off getting into the game or start off rapping?
I started off rapping at the lunch tables. You know what I mean? I really was the beat maker on the lunch table. I didn't really, I started rapping late. All my partners rap. And I was making the beats, and one day a dude asked me if I wanted to be in a talent show when I went to my high school. And he never even heard me rap. He just knew the people I hung around, so he just threw me in a talent show. I was like, all right, bet. A couple of days after that. After I got off the stage, it was moving forward from there. I got addicted to
that's
the stage.
That's
what music. I always loved music, so it just all took off. It was handed to me.
All right, so with this newfound profession that you into now, and you know the show, this front, for those who don't know that's vlogging in right now, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay, and it's Frontline Fridays. So what my question to you, as Kylie, is that, to keep yourself on the front line, what are some of the tips that you use to keep yourself out there in the known to make sure you networking with the right people, no bullshitters, people that's ready to make it happen? Like, what are some of the tips that you use as far as the front line for yourself?
So you always can check somebody's credentials. One, two, try to be everywhere, like it's three of you. Try to be everywhere at the same time. Not three yourself out here.
Yes, Kali was talking earlier today about if you are an artist or if you are R&B or rapper, whatever the case you be, because, you know, I wear a lot of hats. If we can't Google you, then who are you? If you call me, if you ain't got no pages, you know, who are you? Who knows you? If I can't Google you, you're not doing business. If you don't see the Mary Kay say, if you don't have a Google account, you're not doing business, and Diva Mary Kay is not doing business with you. I should be able to Google you, and shit from another country should come up under you. And that's really, you know, I come to find out when you Google a person, you can see how hard, you know, they on their grind. Do you agree with that, F. Kali?
Yeah, because the Internet is powerful. If you ain't on the Internet, then, boy, you doing something wrong. Yeah, if
and
you can't Google somebody, it's kind of hard to even believe they even doing something. You can't see.
Exactly. I Google you, and your name, your address, and your phone number come up. What is that? What did you do that at? I just wanted to throw that out. You know, it's just because I done had people, you know, say Diva Mary Kay, and they see my bio on Twitter or on Facebook. And anybody that know me for real, they know I show love. Just like I'm showing love to my boy Father Live. Father Live is going to be on the live too. That's another fucking boss in the game. The boy go hard. I'm going to give you all some information about him. But anybody that know me know that I show love. In order for me to show love and promote you and do what I do, you need to be doing something.
Man.
It is what it is. Kylie, tell us about your website that you got posted. I know I checked out a couple of your websites, but tell me about a couple of your websites that you have up now on your Twitter. Put your information out there.
You can check out a couple of videos. You go to YouTube me. YouTube F. Kylie. I should pop up account FKylie34. FKylie.com. Still a work in progress, but it's got download links and music links and everything on there. Facebook, you can Facebook me. I'm on there. Twitter, S_COLLI. S. Kali, I'm everywhere. Google me for real, for real.
That's definitely what's up. We going to... Go ahead.
I said, now you out here.
All right, well, that's definitely what's up. I got your boy, F. Kali, in the building. We're about to get into the banger that I love, and it's being loved all around the world. I love it. And when I come back, we coming back with the damn boss, your boy, Father Live. And we're going to get in there with him. Again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Let's go, you fuck your haters.
It's countless. Let it gang. Been in situations I've been in, seen the shit that I've seen, lived the life that I live. I love it. There's no way, but nigga.
Outlet.
Nowhere, but.
Come on.
Who the fuck said money can't buy you happiness? The motherfucker lied. While I was broke, every night a nigga cried. Shit now can wipe my eyes with 50s, hands with 100s. I'm cakey and I love it. I'm cakey and they love it. Above the bullshit, I'm sitting high as a kite. My mama asked Sean, why you ball that ice? My cousin asked Colin, why you fuck that man wife? I laughed and said, hey, when you ballin', that's just life. Like Rocky at the top. With them steps, I'm feeling cocky. Ready to face the world and fold it like origami. My bricks went out a year ago. Who the fuck can stop me? Somebody's gonna have to pop me. Cause I be addicted to spawning. I'm chugging by the cases. I'm playing love balling. Feeling like annihilation. Got love for the bucket. I hustle, no patience. Fill them up with duckets. I'm second, they hating. I made it. And do you know I love it? Duffel bag full of money and I want some more of it. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm on my grind. I love it. A ticket full of money and I want some more of it. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm on my grind.
Get breakfast, woke up, started counting stacks. Get Dougie hopped in the buggy, let's get back. Let it yang, I'm in tune with that. Bass in the trunk can make a nigga lung collapse. Chromey grills on the coupe with the shoes that match. Ferris wheels on the whip, no roof attached. In the mall buying walls, I'm just handle sex. But my mail come back like I forgot the postage set. Staying fly like I'm never gonna need a pilot. My daughter's getting choked like they never gonna need a license. Mama living a dream like she never opened her eyelids. All from this music, hooks, verses that I did. Oh yeah, I love it. Oh yeah, I love it. If you kept it 100, you with me while I'm in public. Nigga, put up your wallet, I got it. I'm never stunting. Money gon' back me up, my nigga, I'm never fronting. I does it. And oh, you know I love it. Duffel bag full of money and I want some more of it. I'm got my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm got my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm on my grind. Oh, you know I love it. A suitcase full of money and I want some more of it. I'm got my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm got my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm on my grind. Man, my money ignorant. Floss is the business. A nigga should have been a dentist. Damn, I'm feeling good. I invested before I spent it. Helped a couple of stories. All of them got happy endings. Please don't suck the marble. Get cloth shoes when you enter. Big ass lake in the back. Butler colossal for dinner. Ties and expensive denim. Cars and excessive women. Bet you dream how I'm living. I'm betting. Hey, fuck who pitching. I'm hitting. I'm winning. Oh, you know I love it. Duffel bag full of money and I want some more of it. Hey, come on. I'm got my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm got my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm on my grind. Oh, you know I love it. A suitcase full of money and I want some more of it. Hey, come on. I'm got my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm got my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm on my grind.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio, and we getting it popping. That was just your boy, S. Kylie, with the banging-ass track, I Love It. I love that song because I'm kinkying, I love it. I'm kinkying, they love it. You already know. Y'all tuned in now. Call in with your diva at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Just like I had one heavy hitter, I always got another boss, and he definitely a boss in the stands. It's your boy, Father Love, and I got him live in the building right now. You already know. Get this young man a definitely a round of applause. Father Love, you hear me, baby? Father Love, you hear me? Let me pick him up. That might...
Hello.
Five Alive, you in the building, baby? What's good?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling, man. Just grinding like I always do, you know.
It already is. For those who just tuned in, it's your boy Five Alive. This another freaking boss. He got the banger hustling out featuring Money Mo. Shout out to Money Mo. Shout out to Feed the Wolves. Shout out to Biggest Love. We feeding the wolves all the way in Washington right now. We going from the east to the west, down south, everywhere. It's a movement, so you definitely need to get on and follow him on 25 Alive. What's good with you, baby?
Hey, I'm chilling. Like, I'm just putting out that music everybody party to, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just grinding, you know, like, I mean, that's all I can say right now. Like, that's my daily motive, just to grind, you know, so I just got to keep coming out with them bangers and bangers and, I mean, everybody's supporting my stuff, you know what I mean? I appreciate it, you know, so, I mean, that's about it. I'm just grinding.
He just did, yo, Five Alive just did a banger, 1, 2, 3, 4, on YouTube. That shit go hard. Yeah, you know your girl, Demon. I remember that shit. I got a play it back again, you got to give me the audio, baby. Like, I need that in my life, all right?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Well, yeah, good looking on that.
You already know. You know what I'm saying? I only want the best, baby. And then you know you got the best when you feeding the wolves. What the fuck is the use of getting the dog when you can feed the fucking wolves? How about that?
Well, all right. Yeah.
So, Fabio, how did you get into the game? You know I got a couple of questions. So let me get my Diva interview on right now. How did you get into rapping? Like, what made you decide to start rapping? I know you and Money Mo started off in high school. Y'all started off as Young Bucks, but, you know, what gave you the drive in the past to decide this is what you wanted to do?
Well, to be honest, I used to play ball. Like, ball, I mean, you know, ball was my passion. I mean, like, I used to play basketball,
mm-hmm.
but I always had the music side of me. Like, I was telling you last time I spoke with you, like, I was more like the engineer, you know what I mean? So it was like Mo was the artist, and
mm-hmm.
I just used to record Mo because, you know what I mean, I knew how to work my equipment and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But I guess,
you
know,
Mo, like that magic stick, huh? I know
yeah,
that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. You know, well, I guess, I'm around a lot of rappers, you know, and, you know, Mo being my right-hand man, it's like my brother, you know what I mean? Like, him, he rubbed off for me, you know what I mean? So, you know, I just started taking it elsewhere, you know what I mean? Instead of just being, like, the engineer and, you know what I mean, making the beats, I just started raising off into the rapping, you know what I mean? Like I said, everybody, you know, started to like my stuff, like, you know, so I just kept going on with it. And I just kept it moving, you know. And I'm at the position where I'm at right now, so, you know, I thank God for that, you know, so.
Well, that's definitely what's up. Well, you know it's Frontline Fridays on the show. And, you know, we got the boss and boss that calling in. And, you know, Mo, and it just more things to add on to your resume. No matter what you're doing, make sure you add more things onto your resume. But my question for you, Favolas, is what are some of the tips or some of the things that you do to keep yourself on the front line of things, like out in the known?
Yeah, you just grind and just, not me, just getting myself together, not me, and just, you know, promoting heavy. You know,
mm-hmm.
I promote my stuff crazy just so, you know, I can get it out there to the people, because if you're just doing the music, nobody's going to hear it unless you're letting the people know, like, yo, this is new out, check it out, you know, people hear it, they're going to like it, you know, so that's my whole thing. I just promote, I just grind hard, just keep at it. I mean, I don't slow down, so.
You hear that? He said he keep at it. He don't slow down, and that's another thing that I do. I keep at it. I don't slow down. I be consistent. And I was talking to S. Kylie earlier today about this whole Google situation and promoting yourself. Now, you know, for those who are doing business, you know, everybody be like, hey, I'm an artist. I'm an R&B singer. I'm the king. I'm the queen. And you go to Google them, and all you see is their fucking address and phone numbers. Like, where do you do that at?
Yeah.
You're not doing, I mean, me personally, Five Live, I feel like if I can't Google you, you're not doing business.
Yeah.
That's how that goes. How you going to have a Twitter account, a Facebook, a baby mama account, or whatever the case may be, and you don't have a Google account? Like, where they do that at?
Oh, man. Yeah, you're definitely right about that, though. No, but.
But, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Five Live. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, for everybody listening that, you know, that's, you know what I mean, thinking about doing the music, just grind, like, you know, just grind. Get your stuff out there. That's what you want to do, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't just sit there and do a song and just, you know what I mean, just sit on top of it, like, let your peoples hear it, because your peoples going to always big your joint up, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that joint was hard, but you got to get everybody else, people that you don't know, to fill your craft, you understand what I'm saying? So that's why it's real, real important to promote. So, I mean, that's why I'm heavy on promotion. That's what I'm heavy on. So,
mm-hmm. It's like you got to get a second and third and 30 opinion. You can't be sitting in the house just listening to your shit and say, oh, this hot, and you're the only one that's listening, because it's going to be hot because you're the only one that's listening. And that's for everything that you do. It's as well as what I do, my radio show. I'm the Mary Kay Lady, and I'm a certified nurse's assistant. But I don't just go and do my eyes and promote my show and say, you know, it's just hot. I want to get feedback. And a lot of, if you're a real hustler, you can be able to take constructive criticism. You can be able to take hate as well. Hate is actually what gets you a lot of exposure, unfortunately. But anybody that's getting hated on right now, y'all better accept that damn hate. stop playing with your girl and accept that, hey, I need you to hate on me. As a matter of fact, if you don't like even Mary Kay, call him right now at 347-850-1521 and hate on me because it's only right.
Oh, man.
Now, I got one more question for you because we are definitely about to get into the type of music. And I love you so much, Baba Law. I'm a Baba Law fan for all those listening. We're going to get into the type of music. But how did you end up linking up with Big and Smurf?
Big and Smurf, well, I mean, it's more like Mo, you know, because, you know, Mo reached off the Smurf, you know what I'm saying? And being that me and Mo's together, you know, and I just started this rap craft. And I mean, like I said, people was, you know, people actually like, you know, my songs. You know, Mo used to co-sign me crazy, like, you know, Smurf, listen to my boy. You know, and it just got to the point that Smurf just had to listen to me, he heard me. You know what I mean? He was feeling me, and that's why we grinding right now. Like, I mean, that's my big brother right there, Bingham Smurf, you know what I mean? So that's why we all grinding. We're trying to, you know, we getting it how we get it, so.
Well, that's definitely what's up. We definitely feeding the wolves. Hopefully soon we'll have feeding the wolves best. But we got somebody on the line. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You live, 862, who's this? Can you hear me, 862-237?
Hey, oh, yeah, what's good?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yo, this rock and block, man. What's good? I ain't calling the hate on you.
Bro, I'm
calling to show you some love. That's really good, baby.
That's really good. Rock and block, that's what's up. Shout out to my boy, Rock and Block and Brick City, doing it real big. I'm glad you called in, baby. You listening to the show, showing love. You want to give a shout out to somebody? Oh, I got your boy Five Alive on the line right now. You can shout out him as well.
Yeah, what's good?
Shout out Five Alive and the old boy. What's his name? S. Cali. I heard that track.
Mm-hmm.
The track was pretty hot. Not bad.
All right, well, that's what's up, Rock of Luck. I thank you for calling in.
We already know.
I thank you for calling in, but we definitely about to get into some more crack music. Because you already know it's your boy, Five Alive, and featuring Money Mo, and we hustling all day, baby. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to blogtalkradio.com, and that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/MaryK. Let's go.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper.
We all try, you can never hold me down. You can never hold me down.
Take over,
yeah.
Time to make over,
yeah.
For you hating ass sick, you get your cold shoulders.
Ha!
This feed the wolves,
yep.
Man, I thought I told you.
Woo!
We coming with that heat, we dropping boulders.
Yeah,
yeah, I drop them on the hustle like no other kind,
yeah.
Trying to make another dime, won't wait for no other time.
I won't,
I move fast and I move swift when it's hammer time.
Woo!
Taught the in and out of the game, so now it's time to grind,
nigga.
If push comes to shove, I let my heater roll.
Blah!
I'm from Southside Jamaica, packing heaters,
dog. Sure.
With that cake in the kitchen, yeah, we need it all.
Huh?
The way I move through the night, call me Santa Claus.
Nigga.
I keep the hammer drawn, fucking with the camera on.
Woo!
You niggas fools, you polished up like Amarone.
Ah!
You can never hold me down, cause I'm out to get it.
Yep.
Mama always told me five, yo, the sky's the limit.
Money Mo, give me a match and watch me hustle fire. You're no trouble, never hustle, you're a fucking liar. You feed the wolves, we on the move like a bunch of tires. Plus the flow is cracked, so if I bag it, you'll fucking buy it. No driver, I'm G4 flyer. Mo make the headlines, so read all about it. He's all about it, UGG's all around him. You feel swag flashing in my swag, been drowned him. Heartbreaker Mo, fuck love, it should've killed you. What a bitch won't do, another bitch will do. Music is my only bitch, and plus she keep the real too. She let me fuck the beat, I never cheat, I just fulfill you. It's slowing down, throw it round, I got a stack die.
slow me down, I'll leave your brains in your back pocket. Blue brains in them, why you still got the same profit? Smurf, I got them, and watch me get the game rocking. Mo.
That's what's up, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in to Diva Spot ENT Radio, and it is Frontline Fridays, and I got all my boss and my bossettes calling in, and we had your boy S. Kali on. We had your boy Five Alive on. We got more heavy hitters calling up, but before I do that, I want to get into the hot mess news. And I know S. Kali and Five Alive listening right now. I see my girl Devo on. I love you, girl. And I see my girl Nathal out there. And Farrakhan, I hope you listening right now. Do me a favor and tune in to the show and stop calling my cell, nigga. But let's get into this right now. Hot Mess News. I do this on every segment on the show. And Hot Mess News consists of some hot mess shit that I just had to talk about and get y'all opinion about. So this one is the hot mess news is a Memphis man, he shoots teenagers over sagging their pants. So this is what happened. I'm not going to read the topic, but I'm going to put it in my own version from what I read. You got the OG, Kenneth E. Bonds, he's 45 years old. So he was on his way to the store or whatever the case may be, and two teenagers was in front of him walking. So he decided to tell these teenagers to pull up their pants. Some people say he should have minded his business. Some people say he was right for saying something to him. But it ended up getting into a heated argument, getting escalated, and old school came back with a pistol, blasting on these two little dudes and shot the 17-year-old in the ass. Now, my personal, and it's funny as hell to me, I know y'all like, even Mary Kay, you wrong for laughing, but I'm only laughing because he could have killed some kids, that's one, but I'm laughing because they survived. And it's been plenty of times that I've been downtown Newark or wherever the case I'm be, all over the tri-state, that I see ass out. I do not want to see your dollar boxes. I don't want to see your fruit of balloons. I don't want to see your Sean jars. I don't give a fuck where they came from. I don't want to see them. And then the sad thing about it, you be having these cute little girls that be walking around them with them with their ass out. And another thing, skinny jeans are not for dudes, okay? Skinny jeans are not for dudes. And even if they don't have on a skinny jean, sometimes they have the jeans up under their ass with a belt tightened. For all you little divas out there and all you little dumb divas out there, if you walking with a dude with his ass out, he do not want your attention, baby, for real. One day I was somewhere and a dude had on some red skinny jeans with a little shirt, with his ass out. Like, are you serious? I want to get your opinion on this. If you felt like in old school, getting back to the story about old school, you know, he ended up shooting one of them in the ass, and now he has two aggravated assault charges. He had a $250,000 bail that he bailed out on. Old school got money in the bank. But I want to get your opinion on this. Call in now at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I want to get some opinion on this, and the first person I'm going to ask for their opinion is your boy, S. Kali. Let me pull him up. Yeah. S. Kali, you hear me, baby?
Yeah, I hear you.
So, did you hear about this story already?
No, I didn't hear about it. You got me dying laughing about it, though.
Okay, so, old school, basically, for all those whistling, don't play with no OG, because he
Man,
came back
old school
blasted.
Wild out.
Yes,
wild out for
did.
Real. You hit him with the pistol for sagging. No, that ain't even right. Like, he ain't owe no money or nothing. Just because of the homie, man, he was cussing the old head out, man, and he had a snap. He snapped all hard. He shot the man in the ass with the pistol, man, for sagging. Boy, that's a whole new one right there, bro.
But it started off with him just telling them to pull up their damn pants. And
yeah,
they got into an argument, so they probably
they got
old school. Yeah, they got jazzy with his ass. The old school dude came back with the pistol. Now he ain't gonna have to worry about sagging his pants because he gonna have to let that ass air out with that pistol.
Well, he don't bear rest on his stomach all month.
All month with his ass in the air.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. But you know what? We can't just keep it. I can't just keep it on the male because you have these females around here with these skinny jeans and they asses out. Now, I got to say that it is just certain jeans that I will not wear. I do not want to be walking. And even if I got a pair of jeans that show my little fat muffin top sticking out a little bit, I will wear a longer shirt. You know, I don't want you walking around, and then they get mad when you say something to you like, yo, my, your ass out. Then you got to argue with this Ben Bird about her ass being out and she walking outside. But
yeah, I don't condone no man to wear skinny jeans. They need to lead them to the females. Some females can't even wear them themselves. I don't see the whole comfort. Some I don't ever care, like, they comfortable. Nah, I don't see it. Nothing that tight on my legs, that comfy, man. I don't see it at all. If you ain't no male dancer or ballerina or something, my dude, you need to take them off or something. Man, that ain't right.
Hey, S. Kali, let's get right. Papa Live on the line. Papa Live, you there, Papa Live? Papa Live, can you hear me, baby?
Yeah, party.
Yeah, I think Five Live kind of busy right now, but I'm going to get back to him. But I just think it's senseless for people to be walking around with their butts out, and you know when your butt is hanging out. Like, I know you can feel that breeze or the sun beating down on your boxers. Like, I know, can y'all feel that? Can you feel that, Kylie, if your boxers are showing? Can you feel the breeze or the sun beating down?
Yeah, you can feel that. Most definitely can feel that.
I got to definitely get some more opinions about this, and I definitely want to get my boy Five Alive opinion on this. Five Alive, you in the building, baby? I think Five Alive busy over there in Jamaica, Queens, doing it big. And he's always on the go. He is. Five Alive, can you hear me, baby? I'm talking to you.
Yeah, tweet that man.
Yeah, I got to tweet that man. You already know. You knew what I was going next to, like Five Alive. But, yeah, well, let's get into some more hot mess news. It was another hot mess news. It was this lady, an older lady, 7-year-old lady, and these kids kept vandalizing her house. When she left, I think she had a house down the shore somewhere, but these two kids, you know, they were throwing windows and busting her windows out at her house. So the lady came back and caught them and basically shooed them away, and then they came back throwing more rocks. And the lady ended up shooting the 12-year-old.
Wow.
And the fool got gangster. She went and got her bangum and bangum smirk on their little ass. You know, it sounds wrong. It sounds wrong that I'm saying it. It sounds real wrong that I'm saying, but that old 70-year-old lady bangum smirk on their little bad asses. I don't think we should have stopped their asses, but, you know, for all the parents who out there listening, if you got to talk to your kids more than twice, or if you got to tell them to do something more than twice, I know kids love your kids, but if you get to the point that you arguing with your kid bad as hell.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of parents are in denial about that whole situation, but I don't think that the lady, I don't think that the old school 70-year-old lady, I don't think that the old school 45-year-old man was right for shooting at these kids because bullets, that ain't nothing to play with, you know.
Boy.
But at the end of the day, we got to play a part as parents and check our kids because when your kid ain't around you, your kid is a whole nother kid. Know that.
Man, the old schools are going ham.
And you know what? This bullets is old school much. And you know what, I got to give a shout out. It is, for those who don't know, it's October. It's Cancer Awareness Month. And we definitely want to acknowledge Cancer Awareness Month. We just don't want to do it in 1 month. We want to do it every year. And I got the Mommy Moms on Twitter, Mommy Mob, that's M-O-M-M-Y, Mob, M-O-B, at Twitter.com. You can follow that. I'm definitely going to be doing some walking and running for cancer. And you can also follow me at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryK. We're going to get into some more hot mess news, and we're going to get into this review on the Mary Kay collection. We're going to come back with some more music from the heavy hitters. And, again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And I'm going to get in with your boy, Biggie, the Notorious, because that's my motherfucking dude.
With my hands grip, bring the long shit. Fuck her, never knew her, screw her. Our father. What you expected from his next kid?
Yeah.
I'm Uncle Bro, but ain't no Mexican. I got knives in the bedrooms, locks in the kitchen. A shiny by the shower if you wanna shoot me while I'm shitting. The lesson from the Smith & Wesson is depressing. They just keep stressing the same motherfucking question. How many shots does it take to make my heart stop and my body start to shake? If I should die before I wait, with my hands gripped, praise the Lord, shit, our Father. If I should die before I wait, with my hands gripped, praise the Lord, shit, our Father.
What up with that snapper looking shit, smashing with the fifth, watch his body lift, shut his hottie's lip, been screaming, hit her body quick, got me like the trifles, not knowing how my life is, my life is, rap sheet, wrong with the turnpike, the slices, hey fella, who bit it with the lifers, did it with the clock, bit it with your pops, you wasn't diapers, love me when you came to Rikers, hated me all in the free cypher, mad you can't be like us. Murder us who turn bikers. See Biggie Smalls recruit these snipers. Alumni, do it just like us. Some high typers. Squeezing life out, y'all. It's all out more. Be all wild, it's all outdoors. If a coward got beef, y'all be checking his board. Paralyzer, my nigga Sterile Kid, hop out short. Real quick to screw a niggas in, pop out four. Clean the wipers, hit the party up and hop out short. Bitch.
Oh, with my hands gripped. Praise the Lord, shit. Our Father. If I should die before I win, with my hands gripped, praise the Lord, shit, our Father. If I should die before I win,
yo, you fucking with Mac, you fucking with the best. Still going to war with them dusty texts. Man, you know how I handle my shit. SK can of my shit. Jump out of man's like Hannibal Smith. Man, I spit 1,000 rounds. Squad don't need it. Shredded in the riot pump, leave you quadriplegic.
Yeah.
When I squeeze, don't breathe. Keep it lined and even. So when niggas get hit, they be crying, screaming, lying, bleeding. From that iron steaming, and I ain't trying to hear that bullshit. I ain't mean it. Niggas start bitching when that pistol in their face, or a sick tooth pistol come and get you in your place. If I catch you in my shit, I'm waking my bitch and taking the shit, cracking a brick, facing that shit, taking 2 snips. Grabbing my shit, best believe if I can hit, y'all niggas taking some shit. Bitch niggas taking my shit.
With my hands gripped, praise the Lord, shit, our Father. If I should die before I win. With my hands gripped, praise the Lord, shit, our Father. If I should die before I win.
Never thought they'd see Cube and Biggie in the year 2000, all drunk and pissy, all risky. You can miss me, acting gay. He's the king of New York, I'm the king of L.A. Doing it the OG way. It's sorta like the Brooklyn way. It's just a crooked maze. So this is dedicated to the memory of the notorious one, the glorious one. And if you go for your gun, I got to go for mine.
Yeah.
Cock my nine and separate your head from your spine. So grab your dicks if you love hip hop and fuck you niggas that shot Big Pop. Conspiracy of this nation for assassination of the young black male in this black hell. And I can tell, no matter the weather, that you and Tupac got your shit together. California love.
With my hands gripped, praise the Lord, shit, our Father. And if I should die before I'm with you, with my hands gripped, praise the Lord, shit, our Father. And if I should die before I'm with you, with my hands gripped, praise the Lord, shit, our Father.
Our Father, what if I should die before I wake? So it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and welcome back. You're now tuned in live to Blog Talk Radio, and that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Mary Kay, and this is Diva Spot Radio. And this is Frontline Fridays, and the topic that we're talking about is old school Kenneth, and he's from Tennessee, and he got into a heated argument with these young bucks about pulling their pants up, and it turned into a heated argument, and he ended up blasting off on their little young asses and shot one of them in the ass. And I wanted to get your opinion, so call in at 347-850-1521. I'm going to pull in and open up the line right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Rock a Black, that's you on the line, baby.
Oh, yeah, it's me.
What's going on, Rock a Black? You want to get some shout-outs?
No, I wanted to talk about what you was talking about in the hot mess thing.
Oh, hot mess news. Yeah, your old boy Kenneth, old school, shot the little 17-year-old in the ass. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, see, me as a respectful man, I can't stand to watch them walking down the street. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a belt on already. You know what I'm saying? And it's a fly belt at that, and then you still got your pants down. It's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. It's an ugly look, especially as me as a man looking. So I can understand why old boy just, you know, took your gun out and say he felt some kind of way and had to do what he had to do. You know what I'm saying? To send a message to them, because you can't tell them to pull their pants up because they don't speak that language no more. You know what I'm saying? They speak a different language now. It's a street language that you got to, you know what I mean? You got to know how to talk before you can talk to any of them that's pulling their pants down. You know what I'm saying? You got to call Jim Jones and them out to talk to them. You can't talk to him no more because it's not your style. It's not the parent style. It's Jim Jones, it's Lil Wayne's style. You got to call them up for them to really talk to them nowadays. You know what I'm saying? And the old lady that shot the little girl?
It's right. She shot a little boy. Yeah.
Oh, she shot a little boy. Okay, well, she did.
Yeah, two little boys that were throwing rocks and breaking her windows. And when she left the house, she came back and she caught them throwing rocks. So she scared them off, and then they came back and returned from what the report says, that they came back and returned, and she went and got her gun, and I think it was a pistol as well, if not a nine, which belonged to somebody that used to live with her that died, and she bucked off at them as well.
Well,
and she ended up shooting the 12-year-old boy.
That was wrong. That she shouldn't have did that. She should have bust one in the air or something to scare them away. He's only a little boy.
Yeah, well, you got to put this.
He don't deserve to die. His whole life was ahead of him.
She shot the little boy in the shoulder, so he survived. Oh, he survived. She shot him in the shoulder, but, you know, who's to tell him where that bullet was going to go?
Definitely.
It could have traveled anywhere through his body. And, you know, it could have went somewhere and it could have killed the little boy. But, you know, maybe she felt like she didn't have no win because she's an older lady and she going to go get her gun.
Wow, he's 12 years old and already got a story to tell about guns.
Mm-hmm. Well, even getting through back to the whole sagging situation about men sagging their pants, what about the women that walk around here with butt cracks out and thong showing, like, do you feel the same way?
As a man, it's not necessarily a problem unless it's dirty. If it ain't clean and all that, or if you're too fat or something, you know, if you're fat and all out of shape or whatever, you know what I mean, and you ain't really clean, it's a problem because you it's not a good look. But, you know.
I think it genuinely should be a problem, period, because if I'm walking with my little man, and I'm walking down the street, and he can see. First of all, I don't want to see no ass. That's what the pants is for. The pants is for you to put the ass in.
Yeah,
I don't want
to see your
ass crack.
That's out of respect. I can dig it. I agree with you on that. You know, out of respect in general, you shouldn't have, you shouldn't wear your pants down past your ass in the first place. Depending on where you at, who you're dealing with, especially if you're in the hood, you're in the hood and around your neighborhood. If you're going somewhere else where you don't belong, you've never been at before, you shouldn't be on it like that unless you're trying to signal some kind of person to want to, you know, draw some kind of attraction to yourself and another way, you know what I mean? And then there you go. You go ahead and handle your business with that as far as the female goes. But out of respect,
I
want to
add... But I can dig down. So I want to ask S. Kali the same question as far as with this whole pad, pants sagging thing. Like, you know, it's not cool for you to be sagging your pants, but what about the women, as you know, S. Kali, what about the women that's walking around with their asses out?
Yeah, that's too much going on. I mean, period. Point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think no woman should be sagging at all. That shit don't look right at all. Like, for real, that don't look right at all at all.
But the thing
is, you are anything. I don't, damn, that shit ain't right.
But for some reason, I think they starting to make the jeans different because I'm a 15-16. I'm 15 inches wide and I'm 16 inches thick. And when I used to buy my jeans, I didn't have that problem with, you know, it was a little back action showing, but it really wasn't no crack. But I don't know, maybe they started to make the jeans different. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm just honestly saying.
Yeah, I'm
to all those
low
who,
cut, they're making
yeah,
low
the
cut.
Low.
Yeah,
yeah, but the low cut for all my sisters. If you more than a buck 80, low riders not for you. And you know my saying, Rocker Block know my saying, if you ain't a buck 80, you ain't a lady. That's just how I feel. But if you like a buck 70, a little bit under, you can wear those low riders because your waist is, you know what, take that back because I be seeing small waists with the beer gut, and that's not cool either. That's not cool. It ain't cool at all. That ain't cool. Y'all know what y'all be looking like before y'all leaving the house. Do a whole 360 before you leave the house, but I don't think for the dude that shot both of these old heads, you know what you old heads talking against them all. I don't think that y'all should have shot nobody. You could have took it to the hands, especially the 45-year-old. He could have took it to the hands, but like Rocker Block said, these kids speak a different language and they very disrespectful. So you don't want to be, you know, it's like the odds against us as grown women and grown men telling the kids something. You know, it's either if we whoop your ass, we in trouble. If we shoot you, we in trouble. Because we know we in the win situation. So, you know, just do us all a favor and get the swag up and pull your damn pants up. Like, for real, just pull your pants up. And you know what, for the ladies out there listening, I got an upgrade for you now. And you know that I love cosmetic and skincare, and I'm such a fucking diva. And we got the Chic Collection. The Chic Collection with Mary Kay, and I just can't live without it. I love it. The Chic Collection, it comes, it's a limited edition, and it comes with the ultimate extra steam shine. They got the glass light finish for the lip gloss. And I love this little case, and, you know, it comes in two colors. It comes in Attitude, and it comes in Audacious, and it's a limited time. And it's basically the movement for women wear. It's an extreme shine. It got the glass-like finish, like that bubblegum look, what y'all seeing now with the pink glass-like finish. You got Nicki Minaj. You got all the ladies in the videos. They rocking this glass-like finish because it looks real raw. So the Chic Collection comes with the Mary Kay Vile Lip Shine, and that comes in two different colors. It comes in Attitude and Audacious. And they also got this eyeliner that I definitely can't live out. It's called Skyline. And what I like about this eyeliner is it gives me a long wear. You know how you have some liquid eyeliners and you put it on and by the end of the day you don't see your line no more. You don't see your diva line. And the good thing about this, it dries in seconds. Like after I put my eyeshadow on, I put the Skyline, the Mary Kay liquid liner on in Skyline, which is like a rich purple. And it dried immediately because I went over and did another color. But this don't move. It's fly as hell. I love it. And also with my sheet collection, I got the Mary Kay eye glimmers. These eye glimmers are so beautiful. They come in three different colors. One is dramatic, disco, and drama. So with these eye glimmer sticks, you don't have to use a brush. You just build the color on. You can wear, like, one color, or you can build it on and make, like, a blendy tropical eye, or you can make a blendy smoky eye. I love these eye colors. And, again, I have to say these are limited edition. So they'll be around, but the more you want them, the more they're going to stay away. And they're real lightweight. They're real lightweight, and it leaves a cooling feeling on the eye. You know how you get some of those eyeshadows or those builders, and they kind of burn. But no, this leaves your eyes feeling real cool. I got the little tingle. I was concerned at first, like, why is this tingling? But it says it on the packaging that it's going to leave a cooling feeling. And another thing that came with that comes with the sheet collection is the Mary Kay B Radiant baked powders, and they cheap pressed powders. And I really wasn't a fan of blush or pressed powders on my face, but when I got this one, and I got it, it come in two different colors. It come in dawn and dusk. The dawn is more light for more light color skin, and the dusk is for more dark color skin. But it gives you a glow. It comes in this purple, goldy, shimmery, fabulous color. And you just pat it on. You put a little bit, and it gives you that glimmer. Like when you do your pose, and it looks so radiant on your skin. It really don't look like it's blush. It just looks like it's like a highlight to your skin, because your makeup shouldn't look like makeup. And I always say that your makeup should not look like makeup. It should just enhance your skin. And another thing that come with Mary Kay Sheet Collection was, I know I'm going to have a lot of these because I love them so much. Mary Kay has now come out with a new limited edition. It's the Mary Kay Nail Lacquer, and it's fun to wear shades. They got three different shades. They got Intensity, which is like a rich purple. They got Pulse, which is like a rich burgundy or red. And they got Platinum, which is like a silver. These three colors is the main base that you should have for fingernail polish. You can't go wrong with any outfit with these three colors. And on top of that, with the sheet collection, it comes with a top coat, a base. Because the good thing about, you know, these hot colors, they stay true to their colors. They don't fade. You know how you go to you go somewhere to the mall, or you go somewhere and you get a nail color and you put it on and it don't look how it looks in the bottles. Now with these new limited edition Mary Kay nail lacquers, they stay the color that it was on a box, in the bottle. It is on my toes and nails, and I'll do a YouTube video just to show you how pretty they are, because I'm so chic. But I love this collection, and you got to get the sheet collection. And where do you get the sheet collection? You go to www.marykay.com/DivaMaryKay, and you click on there. And the good thing about it, if you're not in the area where I am, you can put in a zip code, and a beauty consultant will come to you. That's one of the highlights about Mary Kay products, and that's what I love about them, is that they have it where the beauty consultant will come out to you. Like, how fly is that? You know how you go to some stores, you're like, I wonder how this color is going to look on my skin, or I wonder how this eyeshadow or this makeup is going to look on my skin. Now the good thing about it, you don't have to worry, because when you register online at www.marykay.com, you can find a beauty consultant in your area. She'll come over, give you a free facial, you and your divas. Why not call your diva over to get her facial, a few of them to get your facial? And you can be able to be satisfied with the products. I love the sheet collection. I love the eye glimmer sticks. I love the Skyline eyeliner. I love the nail colors. And I also love the Be Radiant Bake sheet collection. And, again, to get this sheet collection, you want to go to www.marykay.com/DivaMaryKay. And for those who listen, if you go on the www.marykay.com/DivaMaryKay, the first 15 people to register on my website right now, I'm going to send you all a sample of the sheet collection so you can try it out before you buy the whole size, before you buy the complete package. And remember, it's a limited edition, so the first 15 people who register on my site, I'm going to send you a sample kit of the whole sheet collection where you can try before you buy, because I just love to do it like that. Again, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. We're going to get into some more music, and we're going to get into hip-hop. This one of Brick City Finest. I love Hip Mob. They got some hot music. And I want you to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. We're going to get into some music. Oh, earlier in the show, when I did the show and I was playing the music, I kind of heard some static or whatever the case may be, and I want y'all to know there was technical difficulties. But if you want to hear the music of the artist S. Kali, you can follow him on Twitter at www.skali.com, and you can also follow Five Alive on Twitter.com. So let's get into this music, and I'm having some technical difficulties right now. We're going to get into your boy's Hit Mob.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, I feel good. I feel excellent. I feel stupendous on a normal day. Right now, that music got me feeling extraordinary. Hear me? Get with it. It's that mixtape legend sound. 007. Welcome to Hit Mob.
Yo, check 1, 2, 007. I need it from the top.
You know what I'ma do. Go ahead and bring the drama to something like phenomenal. We're spitting the rhyme or two. Something like Obama do. A bomb on you and him. You don't really want it, I give it to you and him. I'm North born, nigga. North raised. We got them lookouts, watch it coming from all ways. Transactions made up in the dirty hallway. If you wanna tour, then you niggas better call me.
Put the speakers in the windows, turn your systems up. welcome to Hit Mob.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Demon Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. That was your boy, Hit Mob, and that song was a banger, Extraordinary. That boy said, I felt extraordinary on an ordinary day. Are you serious? I love that. I love the drive. Definitely want to get more heavy hitters. If you want to be a guest on the show or if you want to get your music played on the show, holler at your girl at Diva Spot. ENT1@gmail.com. That's DivaSpyENT1@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. And just send me a message or, you know, submit your music so I can definitely know what's going on with you. Again, submit the music to www.DivaSpyENT1. And that's at gmail.com. Submit your information there. I want to give a shout-out to my cousin Michelle. I love you. I see you tuning in. Michelle is a go-getter. And you know what? No matter where you put her at, she definitely going to be on her grind. You can throw her in Alaska, and she's going to be on her grind, just as well as your boy S. Kali and Five Alive. You know, it's good to have grinders that you can just put anywhere and have them grinding, and they always going to stay on their grind no matter what you do. And as y'all know, it's already, you know, it's Frontline Fridays, and I want to tell y'all a couple of things of how I keep myself on the front line. You know, one of the ways that I keep myself on the front line is, first, you got to believe in your business. That's one. You have to believe in your business, and you got to love your business, because if you don't believe in your business or in your craft or what you do, ain't nobody else going to believe in it, and why should they? You know, you can't say that you're on board or you're an artist or you're a beauty consultant or whatever the case may be, and you talking about it, but you ain't being about it. And you know what? People will see that. Even if you're trying to hide it, people will see that you know what? This person ain't really about their business, like how we thought they was. They ain't really on their grind how we thought they was. But one of the things that I do when I first started off with my Mary Kay business is advertise, advertise, advertise. I was always advertising myself. And the people around you, ask the people around you to tell somebody, tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, a closed mouth ain't going to get fed. And if you in business, if you don't tell nobody, how they going to know? How they going to know that you're really serious and that you in business and you getting it popping around here? I wouldn't know if you didn't tell me. And that's real talk. Now, being with advertising and promoting yourself and getting yourself out there and letting people know about your music or your business and what you do and what's up and to coming, you want to have a platform, meaning you want to have a website. You want to have a website. You want to have somewhere where they can go to view your music, to view your products, to view whatever that you're doing. You want to have a website so they can be able to go and look and see exactly what it is, what you're doing. You know, if you selling something or if you promoting something, you want to have a place where people can go and look at the website, read reviews, get detailed information on exactly what it is. That's one. So make sure that you have a website and you know, you got everything in play, like regardless of what it is. And another thing with advertising, it's two ways to advertise. You can, matter of fact, three or four ways to advertise, but the two or three ways that I use to advertise my business at this point, I use it from word of mouth, you know, telling people about my business. I also do it online. I got an account with YouTube. I do videos for myself, my business, my Mary Kay, everything that I'm doing, my own personal opinion. I got a Mary Kay website for my Mary Kay, and the website is live, and you can go on it. And off that, I got six social networking sites that I deal with. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Tag. I'm on Hip Hop Shorties. I'm on Blogspot. I got a Blogspot, too. I'm on Blogspot, and I'm also on Buzz.com. You want to be able to network, and networking is the key. And if you're reaching out to somebody and you see somebody followed you, or if they're your friend on Facebook or whatever the case may be, you see they're an artist or they doing something that you're doing, they're an entrepreneur, reach out to them and exchange phone numbers. I still to this day, I put on Twitter that I don't really need followers. I need people who make differences. Like, you can follow me all you want to, but where is you following me to? Some people just be following so they can get followers, and some people just be sending you friend requests because they think you cute or they want more friends. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to network. I'm here to network with people who are about their business. I'm here to get this money. That's what it's about to do for these kids. And speaking of the kids, next year, Diva Mary Kay is working on linking up with all the PTOs, the parent-teacher organization, at each school in Brick City and having a big blowout back to school for the kids at Lincoln Park. So we're working on that right now. We're working on getting more sponsors. We're working on getting Rev Run. And if everybody that's listening know Rev Run, tell Diva Mary Kay is trying to do something in Brick City next year for going back to schools. What we're trying to accomplish is well with the mayor, Cory Booker. I sat down and talked with him about this idea, and he's loving it. We all working together. But what we're trying to accomplish is we want to send the kids back with the girls with pastry sneakers and pastry book bags full of school supplies, and the boys with Fat Farm sneakers and Fat Farm book bags or Adidas sneakers or Adidas book bags full of school supplies and send them back to school, because we want to do for the kids first. We want to help out the parents because, you know, sometimes it's hard and your two jobs or your one job at the end of the day ain't added up when it's time for the kids to go back to school. You know, and I remember one year I didn't really have it, but thank God I had the grandparents, they helped me out. But we want to definitely try to help some of the parents out, and we want to try to help, or not even try to help, because a lot of artists, we want to promote them too. So what we want to do is we're going to get some of Brick City Finest, we're going to get some of Jamaican Queens, we're getting your boy S. Kylie out there. We getting your boy Five Alive out there. These are all people who eat, and these are heavy hitters. Oh, we getting your boy Bowser out there. We getting your boy Dane Piff out there. And there's so many, you know, artists, R&B. If you artists, you R&B, whatever talent you got, you just holler at me. Holler at your girl at www.divaspotent1@gmail.com if you want to become a sponsor. And for the artists who want to perform and that want to perform on your stage, right now it's $50. And that's something small, because if you think you're paying $50 to get up there to perform at this event, but you can still shop your CDs, your mixtapes, send your flyers out. It's gonna be so packed when it's out there, because around this time, Lincoln Park, going back to school, they have so many events out there. But we going to do it big. We gonna go up to show up for these kids. Now, and those who want to be sponsors, whether if you want to be sponsored on the show or if you want to be a sponsor for the event, just again, send me an email. I keep saying go to WWE because I'm so used to saying go to it, but send me an email at divaspotent1@gmail.com, and I'll definitely reach out to you so we can get this thing popping. Just get it all the way popping. Again, I just got to say I'm thankful for right now for having the platform and having this radio show to be able to do all my talents. And no matter what you're doing, you want to have something where you can show all your talents at one time. Because even with this show, I done went down through my radio show, my Diva Mary Kay, and I'm a CNA. Oh, I'm glad I said that. For those who are in Brick City and y'all trying to become a CNA, and it's a school called ComTech Institute, and it's located on 15 William Street in Newark, New Jersey. You can go there. You can take the 5-week course or the 12-week course to get your CNA and home health aid license. And for those who, because the course costs like $2,500 or $1,500, but if you don't have the money and if you ain't getting TANF, you can go right down to that unemployment office, 990, and go to their orientation and tell them that you want to go back to school. I went there myself because I don't get cash assistance or help from welfare, whatever the case may be, because I work, but I was able to get a $4,000 grant. I got that grant. I took it, I went to school, and now I got my certification, and I got it. I'm in Washington, I'm working on my RN now. So it's about grinding and hustling, and you got to keep hustling. You know, even and if you're in a bad place right now and you got people around you that don't believe in you, you got people around you that want to get you high before they see you fly, you got to change your people, places, and things. If you got somebody telling you that you can't do it, tell them to go to www.hateonme.com because you're going to get that. You think you're getting hated on right now? Wait till you get a little bit of shine, or wait till you get further away from them and you ain't doing what you're doing. And watch how they hate on you then. You know, watch how they trying to go in on you then. I say I got a call. I'm going to open up the call lines right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary K, 973. Who's this?
Hi, this is Talisha Matanza. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Hudson. What's going on? This your girl, Talisha. This is another diva calling in, and she's definitely doing it big, and she's a go-getter as well. I said I was going to have my boss, and boss says calling up, and I love you, Diva, for calling in. It's Frontline Fridays, and we're talking about, you know, how to keep yourself in the known, how to keep yourself on the front line, you know, promoting yourself. And what's some of the advice that you would give to somebody that's starting off? Because Talisha, for those who don't know, she done seen me come a long way, like a long way. And this is one of my favorite divas. So she done seen me come a long way in doing the things that I'm doing. But what's some of the advice that you would give those out there? And matter of fact, I think I just lost her, but I know she called back in. T, can you hear me? All right, I just lost on the call, but I know she's going to call back in. Talisha actually has a boarding home in North New Jersey, you know, that she runs. And not only that, she has a lot of things that she into. She's actually one of my Mary Kay divas. She's on my team as well, so she's doing it big. And I'm glad that she called in. I hope she called back in because we got 8 minutes left in the show. Wow, you would think that it has been 2 hours. Hold on. See you there, baby.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I got disconnected. Sorry.
That's fine. Thank you for calling in. You know we're doing this Frontline Fridays, and, you know, we're going over how to keep yourself in the know and how to stay yourself and get theyself out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those who just, you know, a couple of things that you can give a tip for those who trying to make it big or trying to make something of themselves about the grind, because like I was saying before we got disconnected, he didn't see me come a long way. And she's actually one of my divas with Mary Kay as well, and she's doing it big. You know, she done came a long way as well, but those who out there that's getting on their grind and want to start a business, what is some of the advice that you would give to them to stay in the front line of things?
It's just keep moving, don't stop no matter what. When one door closes, another one will open.
You just got to keep grinding. Because once you stop, then everything stops. Am I right, sis?
Mm-hmm. Sure enough.
Your boy, that's how you call
with Frontline Fridays. I like that.
That's what's up. We is doing the big with Frontline Fridays. I got your boy, S. Colley, on the line. S. Colley on the line, what's one of the tips that you would give somebody about staying on their grind and staying in the front line before we get out of here? Because we got 6 minutes left on the show, babe.
More tip. Of course, you got to attack it full force. But while you're doing it, make sure you stay humble. I mean, I know it's a sport. Everybody know they're the greatest at what they do, but still stay humble with it, man. At the end of the day, you always got to come down. You always got to come down. As high as you go, so you always got to come down. You can stay up there, but it's still going to be the people that's coming up above you sometime, someday, somewhere. Somebody's always going to take your number one spot. So always remember to stay humble because you can still have a relationship when you get there and be out of it.
Well, that's I definitely want to thank you for calling in on the show. As Holly's doing it, being again, follow him on Twitter. He got the mixtape coming out soon. He definitely going to be a part of the back-to-school bang-out that we're going to have next year. And I say next year, and I know y'all like, next year, yeah, it takes a lot of preparation to get something in play. And hopefully, as Holly ain't overseas or performing somewhere, he can definitely be able to be there because he's everywhere. But holler at your boy S. Collie. I'm going to play his banger. I love it before we get out of here on the show. Again, S. Collie, baby, I want to thank you for calling to the show and being one of the bosses that was on the show today. I want Hey, I mean, so many heavy hitters, so many people calling in. Again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay.
I appreciate it.
TalkRadio.com/DivaSpotENT. I want to get your boy Rocker Block on the line. Give me 1 second. Rocker Block, can you hear me? I think Rocker Block is out of here for now. But again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We about to get out of here with your boy, S. Collie. I love it. .com/DivaMaryKay, and you can also follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook, Ebony Brinson, and matter of fact, it's Ebony Brinson 1, but it's a lot of Ebony Brinsons, but it's only one Diva Mary Kay. Know that, baby. Again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Next week, we're going to have, matter of fact, tomorrow we're doing the show, and it's called Put That Ass on Blast Saturday, and I'm going to be putting some asses on blast on Saturday. Again, always keep God first and remember, no weapon formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work. Let's go.
It's calling. Let it yang. Been in situations I've been in. Seen the shit that I've seen. Lived the life that I live. I love it. There's no way, my nigga. Who the fuck said money can't buy you happiness? The motherfucker lied. While I was broke, every night a nigga cried. Shit now can wipe my eyes with 50s and with 100s. I'm caking, I love it. I'm caking, they love it. Above the bullshit, I'm sitting high as a kite. My mama ass shine, why you ball that ice? My cousin ass calling, why you fuck that man wife? I laughed and said, hey, when you ballin', that's just life. Like Rocky at the top of them steps, I'm feeling cocky. Ready to face the world and fold it like origami. My brakes went out a year ago, who the fuck can stop me? Somebody's gonna have to pop me, cause I be addicted to spawning. I'm chugging by the cases, I'm playing love balling, feeling like annihilation. Got love for the bucket, I hustle, no patience, fill them up with duckets. I'm second, they hatin', I made it. Do you know I love it? Double bag full of money, and I want some more of it. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm on my grind. Do you know I love it? A suitcase full of money and I want some more of it. Come on, I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my green. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my green. I'm on my grind. Get breakfast, woke up, started counting stacks. Get nuggy, hopped in the buggy, let's get back. Let it yang, I'm in tune with that. Face in the trunk can make a nigga lung collapse. Chromey grills on the coupe with the shoes that match. Ferris wheels on the whip, no roof attached. In the mall buying walls, I mishandle sex. But my mail come back like I forgot the postage stamp. Staying fly like I'm never gonna need a pilot. My daughter's getting shelf like they never gonna need a license. Mama living a dream like she never opened her eyelids. All from this music, hooks, verses that I did. Oh yeah, I love it. Oh yeah, I love it. If you kept it 100, you with me while I'm in public. Nigga, put up your wallet, I got it. I'm never stunting. Money gon' back me up, my nigga, I'm never fronting. I does it. Oh, you know I love it. Duffel bag full of money and I want some more of it. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm on my grind. Oh, you know I love it. A suitcase full of money and I want some more of it. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm on my grind. Man,
and my money ignorant. Floss is the business, a nigga should have been a dentist. Damn, I'm feeling good, I invested before I spent it. Helped a couple of stories, all of them got happy endings. Please don't suck the marble, get cloth shoes when you enter. Big ass lake in the back, butler colostor for dinner. Ties in expensive denim, cars and excessive women. Bet you dream how I'm living, I'm back and hey, fuck who pitching. I'm it and I'm winning. Who you know I love it? Duffel bag full of money and I want some more of it. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm on my grind. Who you know I love it? A suitcase full of money and I want some more of it. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm about my paper, my duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm on my grind.
Thank you. mobile is having a problem. They get in the phone
She's asking, is this the little one? Is this the little one? Oh, okay. What's that?
be bad. My kids don't listen. You sit there and talk to them.
Thank you.
sits on right behind him.
If you got roaches, do us all a favor and don't ask them
somebody who they want to meet, let alone drink. And you know, when you're going to kitchen, you turn the light off, and you leave like 15 minutes, put a little piece of something right there, and you come back, and it's like 25, 50 roaches on a block on one piece of cheese or something like that. That's not cool. I just had to respond to that because I do wonder about people who got massive roaches, and the people that got like roaches on top of roaches, infestation, and all this actual evidence you want to eat. No, we don't want none of your roaches pop out. It's your girl, Mrs. Mary Kay. Y'all already made a shady response to me, but I'm out, y'all.
Thank you.